In San Jose, California, a federal judge is holding an unprecedented hearing on exactly how the state puts condemned prisoners to death by lethal injection. At issue is whether those executions can be carried out without subjecting the inmate to what one witness called horrific pain. The hearing is raising issues about an often hidden part of the criminal justice system. And as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the questions being asked could spread to all 37 states where lethal injections are now used.
From the outset, U.S. District Judge Jeremy Fogel made it clear that this week's hearing is not a referendum on the death penalty. But Judge Fogel said he's concerned about the severity of pain inflicted during an execution. The judge's doubts date back to earlier this year when lawyers for a condemned inmate, Michael Morales, argued that the drug used to sedate inmates was unreliable. After the state couldn't find a doctor to monitor Morales' execution, Judge Fogel postponed it and all other California executions pending this hearing. Morales is represented by attorney John Greeley.
We're trying to prove that the method of lethal injection as it's been employed in California and as it will be employed under this new untested protocol is unconstitutional. It raises an unnecessary risk of substantial pain of the inmates.
Like many other states, California uses a three-drug cocktail to first sedate, then paralyze, and then finally stop the inmate's heart. All three drugs are administered through long intravenous tubes from another room. William Ebling, a pharmaceutical researcher, testified that the sedative used is so fast-acting that inmates could awaken and experience a painful execution. Another witness, veterinarian Kevin Concannon, said he wouldn't euthanize an animal with California's method for executing inmates. Anesthesiologist William Heath of Columbia University said California's execution teams are so poorly trained, there's no way the state can guarantee that executions won't involve excruciating pain. But lawyers for the state argue that California's lethal injection protocol is humane. Nathan Barankin is a spokesman for the Attorney General.
The burden is on Michael Morales and his legal team to establish that this protocol poses a significant risk of subjecting him to cruel and unusual punishment. It's our firm belief that they will be unable to make their case because California's protocol is safe, is humane, and does properly carry out this criminal sentence.
Whatever the outcome of this hearing, it is likely to resonate in other states where lethal injections are being challenged. Sarah Tofte is a researcher for Human Rights Watch, a group that opposes the death penalty.
For almost 30 years now, since we've been doing lethal injections in this country, they've never been subjected to any kind of scientific or medical or public review. And so here, for really one of the first times, you have some pretty intensive hearings.
Supporters of the death penalty take heart from Judge Fogel's questions and comments from the bench. The judge suggested that he's mainly concerned with ensuring that a condemned inmate is unconscious throughout his execution. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.